Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome also to Sunday, the 28th day in June. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen, I receive it. This Sunday morning, God will shine His light on you. Just 2 days more after today to the end of the month, many more good things we see happen for you this month. Say Amen, I receive it. If you will be in church today, take time to pray and place your most pressing needs before God in prayers in church. Then put a seat behind it in your church. Add something, no matter how small or little, to your normal offering in church today. My TPGF and listeners, you have heard me again and again. Don't just pray and leave it to prayers. Those are the mistakes in the past that make Christianity looks uninteresting and prayers looks unanswered. Always put a seed behind your prayers. Always think sacrifice. Always do sacrifice. Don't hate or attack teachings on sacrifice and giving and think they are asking for our money. They are saying it too much. They should talk more on salvation, holiness, and purity. Oh no, salvation itself came out of God's sacrifice and Jesus laid down His life. Seed and harvest rule the whole world. I pray for spiritual understanding for all my listeners that are yet to understand. So, embody your heart in church today and make sacrifice, as I've said, no matter how little. If you will not be in church, find time to pray. Lie down on your bed, face down. Kneel beside the bed or your chair. Unburden your heart before God on all pressing needs and challenges that may be around you. If you have cause to cry, let me talk about cry today. If you have cause to cry before God all alone in prayers, good. Go ahead and cry before God your maker. Even though it is not crying before God that earns His favor. The Bible contains many examples of God's people pouring out their heart before God in tears. Read Psalm 56, verse 8. He says, put my tears in your bottle. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 10 to 20, Anna wept bitterly and poured out her soul before God. In Psalm 6, verses 8 and 9, he says, the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. Sometimes, crying and weeping before God in prayer is an expression of complete surrender. It also brings emotional and spiritual release, even though, as I have said, tears by themselves do not guarantee answers to prayers. It is faith in God, doing what His word says, understanding and appreciating the natural and the spiritual principles governing the area of our need, and of course, sacrificial seed back up to our prayers. I am led today to pray for someone who has been shedding tears over certain issues of life. Put your hand on your chest. God will turn your tears into cheers. You will laugh last. Who is this woman? You lost a pregnancy not too long ago. And another woman, you just lost a child. Both of you are in pains. God will comfort your heart. Please be consoled. Put your trust in God. He will give you children that will live and not die. In Jesus' name. June 28th, celebrant your birthday prayers. May God bless your birthday. As you grow in age, you will grow in grace. You will live well. In the name of Jesus. Happy birthday. Right? Let's listen to testimonies. We are still in the testimonies weeks. Connect to these testimonies. Wow. Testimonies are pouring in from all over. First testimony today. Good morning, Daddy. Since I joined this commission, I thank God for 1, providing for all my needs. 2, I was able to buy the shop I rented initially. 3, raising people as my helpers. To God be all the glory. I still trust God to build my own house for me. Daddy, thank you for allowing God to use you. I always wonder how you do it, but I'm sure it's not by your power, nor might, but by the grace of God. More anointing. Wow, I also wonder how I do it. But it is God's grace. God will answer your prayers. Another person, he said, with a heart full of gratitude, I want to thank God for preserving my mom and I from what could have been a fatal accident if not for God's intervention. I'm also thanking God in advance for my daughter's permit, resident permit. Please, Daddy, pray for my youngest sister who has been diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer for divine healing, even as she goes through her treatment. Happy birthday in advance, Daddy. May the oil of God over you never run dry. Thanksgiving seed is on the way. Oh, God will divinely heal your sister and your miracles will not end. Another person, he says, sowing battle seed and tithing works wonders. I sowed battle seed last week, Monday, and I pay for the 6-6 seed to the glory of God. God blessed me with money I wasn't expecting. As I received the money, I paid my tithe out of the money. Wow, you did it well. Every time we are blessed monetarily, we should give God his own portion, the tithe, and all the other seed as God may lay on our heart. Good morning, sir. Daddy said we should wear our cap yesterday, 25th of June. I did. Apart from the fact that the rain did not touch my head, God also blessed me with 50K from someone I helped carry his dad to hospital. My tithe has been paid. You did that well. Many more will follow. Another testimony. I want to appreciate God for your life, sir, and all TPGM all over the world. Man of God, you prayed for us on Friday, 15th of May, for alert upon alert. I followed the program. By 12 p.m., Airtel sent me a message that I have won 50K. Since that 15th of May, they did not pay me. I called several times. They kept failing me. 11th of June, you pray that anyone owing us money, we should call the name of that person 7 times, which I did. Then you rounded up with prayer. That same 11th of June, around 3 p.m., they called me from Airtel office to send my account details. I did. Hallelujah. They credited my account. God is too real in this place. Tithe sent to the glory of God. Oh, my God. That's a great testimony. Somebody said, I have a severe sore throat caused by malaria. Before going to bed, I was led to speak God's word, declaring that I will not wake up with the pain. I also drank my anointed water that the man of God had prayed over, and then went to sleep. When I woke up and swallowed, I realized the pain was completely gone, from severe pain to no pain at all overnight. This testimony has reminded me that God truly hears me, even though some of my prayers are still awaiting manifestation. This healing has strengthened my faith that he is working and will surely bring everything pending promise to pass. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, for everyone, God is working. God has done it again. This week has been wonderful. I receive alert upon alert. I have transferred my tithe to the commission's account. Glory be to God. You did it well. Many will follow. Somebody said, testimony. I'm using this opportunity to thank God for all his blessings. During my mother's funeral, her burial was successful. Everybody who was present made it back safely. My journey back to USA was successful. I give all the glory to God. Yes, everything you do from now will be successful. Wow. You shall be the next to testify. Remember, this Tuesday, June 20th, is our 30 minutes crossover monthly vigil from 10 or 15 minutes to 12 midnight to 20 or 25 minutes after. Don't forget, set your handset alarm clock to 11:30 p.m. to wake you up if you go to bed early. Don't miss the crossover vigil from June to July. This Tuesday, it will be awesome. Month is ending. So if you are a monthly tither, personal and corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 666 we are doing this month, do so as soon as you are able. In July, it shall be seed 7777. Some members have even started doing their own. We have received a lot of 7,777 naira, 77 kobo. Wow. TPGM members, you are wonderful. Let me round up today with a personal testimony of mine. Listen and connect to this testimony. I will turn 71 this Thursday, July 2. 54 years on as a born-again Christian, 37 years of hosting Turning Point Daily, first on radio since 1989, then on social media since 2016, 37 years on altogether. 33 years as lead and presiding pastor of Living Spring Chapel International, a global church. 43 years happily married, excellent children, and now grandchildren are coming. 54 years of no one day sickness yet. Yes, not one day, not malaria or headache. Challenges came often, but God turned them into testimonies. This Thursday, I will pray all throughout in this program. Please connect to the oil of grace that it has pleased God to make my life enjoy. On Thursday, please don't call. Don't do SMS. Don't do chatting. I cannot answer or read or reply calls from 142 nations. The phone will crash. All I request from all of us is praising God for me, prayer for me as led by God and the TPGF family. Then connect more people to TPGF family. That is all I request from every one of us. There are Christians and members that do so. Connection to grace and oil, see to the life of their spiritual fathers and mentors on their bad day. And it's working. If God is leading you to do that, or you have the capacity, please do so. But that is purely voluntary by faith. You desire to do that, send a request chat to +234 809 7894000 to give you the appropriate account to do that. Please, like I said, that is purely voluntary. God will answer my prayer on you, whether you sow connection seed or not. It is all by grace. I speak to everyone's life today. The power and strength of God will back you up. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.